This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey there, cat lovers. Welcome to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Prim, and I'm a small animal veterinarian and crazy cat lover. And today I have Dr. Jan Bellows with me. Dr. Bellows is a veterinary dentist, and he wants to make sure that all of my listeners understand the importance of caring for their cat's teeth. So we'll be right back after a quick break with Dr. Bellows.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray. Or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Go to kittypooclub.com, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com, use code MEOW30 at checkout, and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat on Pet Life Radio. I have with me Dr. Jan Bellows. Hi, Dr. Bellows.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It is so good to have you. I know you, and I'm excited to talk with you. I want to sort of catch my cat-loving listeners up a little bit about what is veterinary dentistry?
Veterinary dentistry is focusing on the mouth of dogs and cats. And most people don't even realize their pets have teeth. They know they have a mouth because they see them eat, but unlike themselves, which, you know, they brush their teeth twice a day or three times a day, most people don't really pay any attention to the teeth. And that's the problem. That's where veterinary dentistry is focused, on taking care of the teeth and taking care of the diseases that actually occur, either naturally, especially in cats, and sometimes just due to neglect because they don't get the teeth brushed.
Right. Well, so do you recommend that cat owners brush their cat's teeth? And if so, how often?
The recommendation generally is that, yes, cats get their teeth brushed twice a day. However, it's very, very difficult in most cats. So the fallback, which works very well, is taking a Q-tip, dipping it in tuna water, and wiping the teeth right below the gum lines on the outside surface of the teeth. Cats have 30 of them. And you just wipe them every day, and that takes away the plaque. And if you take away the plaque, you also take away tartar and bad breath and periodontal disease. So wiping the teeth with a Q-tip every day dipped in tuna water is a very good fallback, which works beautifully. Also, for clients that don't want to, you know, mess with the cat's mouth, there are products that can be used, water additives and diets and special treats that have been shown to decrease plaque and tartar. And there's actually a website called the Veterinary Oral Health Council, VOHC, veterinaryoralhealthcouncil.org, that has a list of dental products that actually work to decrease plaque and tartar in cats.
So I would imagine that there is a little bit of training to teach cats to tolerate that, although the tuna probably helps. Do your your clients have good luck with that then?
Well, I find that my cat clients are just so much into their cats that they'll figure out a way. And cats are extremely smart. So there is a learning curve. And tuna water doesn't do anything medically. It's just that cats seem to like it. And if they could just take their finger and just dip it in the tuna water and just rub it along the cat's gums for a day or two or three, and then take the Q-tip and just rub it on a couple of teeth, and more as time goes on. Now, as I said, some cats won't let you get near them and don't want to have their mouth messed with at all. And for those cats, they use the VOHC.org products. Cats really have big problems in their mouths. Hopefully we'll get to talk about tooth resorption because it's a major problem in cats.
It is a major problem, but don't get ahead of things. Okay, that's right. Like our finale, right?
Yep.
So you mentioned, of course, that there are treats that can help. How much value is there and how do pet owners choose a treat?
That's a wonderful question because there's so many products on the market that say things. I mean, you can write anything you want or the companies can write anything you want on the bag. You know, helps cleans teeth, freshens breath, helps control diseases. They could write whatever they want. But the VOHC.org products, and this is an organization, it's like the ADA seal on Colgate, that you know those products actually work. So some folks use dental diets, and some folks use dental diets as treats. And the amount of percentage that you use it as their diet will be the percentage that it actually works. But you have to have, you know, more than one thing. So for cats, if you can have a water additive that the cat likes, a gel that you rub in the mouth that has VOHC acceptance, the Q-tipping of the right underneath the gum line, all those together, and very important, start early. If you could start as a kitten, that would be wonderful. And make it fun. Make it into a fun time with the cats. Our clients that are really dedicated to their cats, the cats, you know, it's the first thing in the morning. One of my very good friends, that's what he does. He sings to his cat and he brushes the teeth every single morning. And the cat's teeth are great.
Yes, that is amazing. I have a hard time getting people to sign on to do toothbrushing every day, but maybe if I give them your Q-tip trick, they will be a lot more willing. So you're saying do the Q-tip thing, a water additive. Can you expand on the water additive thought?
Sure. There are different VOHC.org approved water additives. And what they do is decrease the attachment of plaque, which is bacteria. I mean, every morning we brush our teeth, and what you're doing is you brush the plaque away that has built up normally underneath the gum line and attached to the tooth. So what the water additive does is decrease that attachment, and and the saliva helps to wash the rest of it away. Now, even though you're using a VOHC product, understand they're not all 100% effective. You can't just use a mouthwash, let's say, for humans and expect total plaque control. So you need something in there that has friction. And that's why the dental diets have friction and chemicals in it that decrease the attachment of plaque to the teeth. So the water additive, either you purchase it as 100%, so it's you purchase the gallon and that's what you use for the cat's water. Or most folks use a powder that's just placed in the water that decreases the plaque on teeth.
Is there any problem with the water additive and the pet fountains?
Not that I know of. The water additives, even though they're chemical and many of them are natural, they don't block any mechanical effect.
Excellent. So even if you do all of these things, and you talked about teaching your kitten to tolerate mouth handling, doing water additives, feeding a diet and treats. I think you also mentioned a gel, and I didn't get you to elaborate on the gel. Can we talk about that real fast?
Yeah, Healthy Mouth makes a gel that you place on the tip of your finger and you rub it along the teeth. Not hard, you just rub it along the gums on both sides. And also that decreases the attachment of the plaque to the teeth. And that is VOHC accepted.
Okay, so if you did all of those things, the water additive to the gel and the Q-tip, would that absolutely ensure that your cat would always have a healthy mouth?
Not at all. It will decrease the amount of plaque that attaches to the tooth, but you still need to see your veterinarian at least every 6 months. And the veterinary, specifically for a dental check, the veterinarian will open up the mouth, take a look at the teeth, and actually take a Q-tip, many of them, and press it against each tooth one by one to see if there's any discomfort. You know, it's so important because cats tend to hide their discomfort. And the biggest problem that cats have with their mouth is something called tooth resorption. Half of all cats over 3 years old will have at least one tooth that is affected by tooth resorption, which oftentimes is painful. And the only way to treat it is by taking out the tooth. And that's half of all cats. So this is a major, major problem in cats that we still don't know what causes it. And we don't have an effective treatment other than extraction. It's a big problem in cats, has always been a big problem.
So I tell my clients that when I discover these, that it is so very painful. And they always ask me questions about what about the anesthesia and that kind of thing. In my opinion, this is so painful that it is worth the very, very small risk of an anesthetic event. Is that what you tell your clients as well?
Right. Yeah. Clients are certainly concerned about their cats and their health during anesthesia. And I tell them, especially the ones that, you know, call that don't live locally and they're concerned about their anesthesia. I said, speak to the anesthesia with your veterinarian. And the veterinarian now, fortunately, anesthesia is so much safer than it ever was because we can monitor the patient properly. We can make sure that the patient that is on the table has been checked over properly by taking some blood tests and sometimes some x-rays and certainly EKG. And this right protocol, the anesthetic agents are so much safer now, and the pain relief medications after the procedures are wonderful. So the cats generally do really, really well. It's very, extremely rare to have an adverse event.
I agree. And I'm so happy that you made that point. So we'll be right back after a quick break with Dr. Bellows.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray. Or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? Kitty Poo Club has solved the stink. And now the worst part of cat ownership is hassle-free. No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. And the best thing is, you don't have to buy some oversized contraption that will break down. Kitty Poo Club litter boxes are manufactured to make your life easier. You have one cat? Easy peasy. A small mountain lion? No problem. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Believe me, there are good reasons why we sold over 3 million boxes. Go to kittypooclub.com, read the amazing reviews, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com, use code MEOW30 at checkout, and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Kat on Pet Life Radio. I have with me Dr. Jan Bellows. Another point that you made that I make almost every episode of this show is your veterinarian needs to see your cat. It needs to have teeth looked at every 6 months. We do need to see them. We're not seeing enough cats. We know that we aren't seeing enough cats. So Dr. Bellows is here to tell you that your veterinarian needs to see your cat's mouth. And I'm here to tell you, we need to see the whole cat. So let's do a little bit better.
Yeah, get the word out.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more about tooth resorption and how painful it is. Since it's something that you see in more than 50% of the cats over the age of 3, and I'm not sure that my clients know, you can't just glance at your pet cat and say, nope, he's fine. Tell us a little bit more about how they might know that was going on.
Well, fortunately, the tuna dipped Q-tip really is a great diagnostic tool in many cats. Also, the most common tooth affected by tooth resorption is the lower tooth behind the canines, behind the eye teeth. If you just pull down the lips just a little on the cat and press the Q-tip at the gum line, and if you find that the cat is sensitive there, that tooth most probably has a tooth resorption and needs to be removed. But while you're wiping the cat's teeth, if you press on the gum line right on the outside of every tooth, and if you find a painful area, it certainly needs to be attended to. Fortunately, the veterinarian, when the teeth are professionally clean, and this is very important, the teeth need to be professionally cleaned at least once a year. If you equate animal teeth to people teeth, and animals are 1 year per 7 years, you can imagine if you didn't have your teeth cleaned but once every 7 years by the human dentist. For people, at least once a year, they should take their cat to the veterinarian for a professional teeth cleaning under general anesthesia. The teeth cleaning without any general anesthesia, the non-anesthetic dentals, we don't recommend because you cannot take away the plaque and tartar below the gum line. And also you can't take the x-rays without general anesthesia. And x-rays are so important because in cats compared to people, people have 1/3 of the tooth below the gum line. Animals have 2/3 below the gum line. So there's a lot more of a root below the gum line that you can't see without x-rays. And that's where the tooth resorption starts, below the gum line. So it's very important that x-rays are done at least once a year.
Yes, I was going to get to that. If you didn't get to it yet, I find so many things on dental x-rays that I require them for all of my dental cleaning. So not only should your cat be seeing your veterinarian, but also needs a full professional dental cleaning with dental radiology at least once a year. So thank you for making that point. That is so important.
My pleasure. Also, if the cat really has a problem that doesn't seem to be getting better, because sometimes cats can actually become allergic to their plaque on their teeth, and that condition is called stomatitis, that there are veterinary dentists around the country. There's over 200 of them, and folks can find a local veterinary dentist if they go on the dental website, the avdc.org. American Veterinary Dental College, avdc.org. And most of those veterinary dentists will also have a CT. We have a CT in our office just for dentistry. So we can look at each tooth in 3D view. So it's actually more diagnostic than a regular plain 2D x-ray. So if for some reason one of your radio listeners, podcast listeners, has a cat that dental problem isn't getting better, you know, seek the advice of a veterinary dentist.
Excellent point. And the other point is you might not know that your cat has a problem. So you need a veterinarian to help you because they hide. That's what cats do, is they hide their pain because they don't want to be perceived in nature as a weaker specimen. So that is extremely important. So I think to sum it up, Dr. Bellows wants everybody looking at their cat's teeth. You want to hear, just sum up all the things that you just said for people to be doing to their cat's teeth each day.
All righty. Number one, make it fun. You don't have to chase your cat all around the house in order to take care of the teeth. Figure out what your cat loves. If they love treats, do it as they're getting a treat. If they love to be rubbed underneath the chin, do it while you're rubbing the chin. Do it upside down if they like their belly rubbed. But make it fun. Don't have the cat being fearful of this or anxious of this. So make it a fun experience. Then open up, you know, just instead of opening up the mouth, just flip the lips. Just pull the lips up a little from the front and the sides. And then you could also open up the mouth and take a look, make sure there aren't any swellings in the mouth. Cats, unfortunately, get cancers just like people do. But pay attention to the mouth. The mouth is just so important. If the mouth hurts, they're not going to eat real well, and they're going to rub their face, and it's going to be painful. So it's important that you attend to the teeth every single day. That's the go-home point. And if you can't figure out how, enlist the help of your veterinarian or your veterinary technician at the office. There's somebody in every office that absolutely loves cats and will know how to help you help your cat. If you still can't touch the mouth, go to vohc.org, veterinaryoralhealthcouncil.org, and look at the list of, there's about 20 cat products that will decrease plaque and or tartar, which will help. But also see your veterinarian twice a year just for a dental check. Get the teeth professionally cleaned under general anesthesia once a year and pay great attention to tooth resorptions.
Excellent. Excellent. And be aware if your veterinarian calls you and says, I think we've got a resorbed tooth, they are going to recommend extraction for that tooth just for pain control. So that is really good. Also, you mentioned that there is a website that my listeners could look up and find a veterinary dentist near them should the need arise. And it was avdc.org, correct?
Exactly.
Excellent. So, well, how about, what if my listeners want to find out more about you or some of the things that you do? How can they find you?
Through our website, allpetsdental.com.
It's Dr. Jan Bellows. And I just thank you so much for coming. I think you've given us some really usable take-home tips that all of my listeners can use. And also want to mention again, teach your kitten to tolerate and enjoy having his or her mouth handled and looked at. That will be an investment in their future and their health. So thank you, Dr. Bellows, so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Dr. Cat, getting the word out.
Yeah, I want to spread the cat word. So I also want to thank my producer, Mark Winter, and he's terrific. He's terrific, but that's really for another show. And also my listeners, your loyalty helps me get the word out. So I want you to go all have a perfect day.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.